Kia ora, this program is brought to you by Wellington Access Radio. Wellington Access Radio, make your voice heard.
Mila Falcha, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, fur and mana, kia ora, tēnā koutou katoa. Welcome one and all to another edition of Capital Irish here at Wellington Access Radio on 106.1 FM. It's Anthony Gaffney here again for you today on the airwaves. Delighted to be back in the hot seat to bring you this wonderful show today. Also joined by Marion and Ray in the Nerve Centre. Pushing all the buttons, adjusting all the levers, adjusting the dials, and pretty much kind of making the show happen for you today. So put your feet up for the next 30 minutes or so, and I hope you enjoy the show. So hope you've all been keeping well. We're getting into the midst of winter. We've passed the shortest day of the year, so it's all up from here on in. I myself, as I was explaining to Marion earlier, have been busy moving house, which I am well over at this stage. And I'm quite looking forward to just sitting here for a little while, playing you some wonderful music and having a bit of a rest from all that. So without further ado, what I'll do is I'll introduce the first song from a lady called Carrie Baxter. She was Waterford born and raised in London. She's been kind of bubbling away in the background, kind of getting a little bit more kind of popularity back in England and in Ireland. 2021 was a really good year for her with a couple of songs that kind of came out, such as Pray, Love Me Better, Without You. And now she's kind of getting into 2022 with a bit more traction and releasing a few more singles. So we hope they all kind of do really well. And let's see what you think of this one. This is Carrie Baxter and You.
Let's go.
When the day breaks and the sun sets, I'd never stay here alone. 'Cause I want you, ooh, for a lifetime. You feel like home, yeah. 'Cause if the flowers need the rain, if you're the bee, I take the pain for some kind.
Thank you.
without you, baby.
Great stuff. Next up, we have a singer-songwriter called Tara Nome Doyle. She's actually Berlin-based, has parents from both Norway and Ireland, so quite an eclectic, diverse background. And she's been under the radar a little bit in Ireland for the past couple of years, but she's released a couple of albums. Her debut album in 2020, Alchemy, started to kind of get a bit more traction for her, and now she's just released another album called Vermin. So if you're into nuanced piano and synths and strings and a slightly heavier bass line, this is probably right up your alley. So for the time being, this is Tara Nome Doyle and Caterpillar.
I'm sweet like roses, soft like cotton. You're a fan. Futures rotten. Feed me flowers. Accompany the silent killer. No more hours. Spend hiding from the caterpillar, 'cause my love is kind. Should all the blinds, you don't need space, you don't need time. Don't try to flee, embrace quarantine. You don't need friends, you just need.
Next, we have a Palmerstown band from Dublin who who've been likened to Fontaine's DC. That's probably a little bit unfair. You know, they're a really good kind of post-rock kind of punkish band in their own right. They haven't got much out at the moment, but the two songs, Top of the Build and Approachable, are doing really well in the online charts. I think they were described by one of the Irish kind of music papers, one of the reporters in there, as raw as a butcher's cut and just as fresh, I think was the terminology. But these guys, it's a five-piece band, as I say, from Palmerstown. They're called The Gurriers, and this is Top of the Bill. Next up, we have a fantastic singer-songwriter called Save Skelly, who pretty much started her career. Started her musical experience as someone who would go down Grafton Street and busk, playing lots of covers. So if you've been anywhere down in Grafton Street, you'll kind of know what the scene looks like. Obviously, COVID then struck, so no busking, but she turned that into a positive and got herself a YouTube channel and was regularly playing out to, you know, 40, 50,000 followers on her YouTube channel. But now she's kind of gotten past that. She's getting stuck into her music again and a bit more, and she's actually been able to kind of get a deal with Ruby Works Records, who have also got Wyvern Lingo, David Keane, and then Rodrigo y Gabriela kind of signed to them. So a very good record label to be associated with. So this is one that I hope you'll enjoy. This is Save Skelly, When You Love Someone.
I've been called up by a teacher. She says she can't even reach you 'cause you're so far. You've been talking with your fist. We didn't raise you up like this, now did we? There have been changes in this house, things that you don't know about in this family. It don't make sense. Nevertheless, you gotta believe us, it's all for the best. Don't make sense the way things go, son, you should know. Sometimes moms and dads fall out of love. Sometimes two homes are better than one. Some things you can't tell your sister 'cause she's still too young. Yeah, you understand when you love someone. Just been so hard. Sometimes moms and dads fall out of love. Sometimes the best intentions just ain't enough. Some things you can't tell your sister 'cause she's still too young. Yeah, you understand when you love someone.
Now, looking a little bit forward into what's kind of coming up, obviously the Boys in Green are here doing their tour of New Zealand. They played the Māori All Blacks last night. Unfortunately, didn't do too well. But I think when this show goes out, they will have played the All Blacks first test. I, in the midst of all of my packing and moving, get to go to that test. So that's the only thing that's pulling me closer to the weekend and keeping me sane is the fact that Come Saturday, come hell or high water, I will be up in Auckland with my green top on. But one thing for your diary to keep an eye on, the last game of the series, the third test, has been played at the Sky Stadium on the 16th of July. The Irish Business Network of New Zealand in Wellington have a test series lunch. So if you feel like joining them for that, get onto their website. Spaces are limited, and it's recommended that you register in advance to avoid disappointment. And that will be held at the Embassy of Ireland, Level 10, 86 Victoria Street here in Wellington. So as I say, keep an eye out for the various web pages and online content for what's going on in Wellington. In particular, the Hutt Valley Irish Society, the Wellington Irish Society, the Friends of Ireland, and again, the Irish Business Network of New Zealand. So I'm going to play you out with one last song, and I'll see, you should be able to guess who it is, someone quite famous, but this person was born in 1958 in Bexley Heath in Kent, to a father who was an English doctor, and to an Irish mother who was an Irish staff nurse, Hannah Nae Daly, so a daughter of a farmer from County Waterford. So this singer grew up with her brothers John and Paddy in a nice 350-year-old former farmhouse in West Wickham in Welling. She came from an artistic background. Her mother was an amateur traditional Irish dancer. Her father was an amateur pianist. Paddy, the brother, worked as a musical instrument maker, and John was a poet and photographer. So both brothers were also involved in the folk music scene in the 70s. In 1978, aged only 19, she topped the UK singles chart for 4 weeks with her debut single, Wuthering Heights, and became the first female artist to achieve a UK number one with a self-written song. And now she's back again. She's at number one, all thanks to the brilliant Netflix show Stranger Things. If you watch it, season four finale will be going out this weekend as well, so I'll be excited to see that. It is, in fact, the wonderful Kate Bush. So, as always, stay safe. We'll catch you next week for myself, Marion Ray, and the team here at Capital Irish on Wellington Access Radio 106.1 FM. Slán leat agus go raibh maith, Cá chuid anó. This is Kate Bush with Running Up That Hill.
Yeah. You've been listening to Capital Irish on Wellington Access Radio 106.1 FM, thanks to the generosity of our sponsors. We couldn't be here without them. Our sponsors are Wellington Irish Trust, Susie and Peter McGuinness, and the Hutt Valley Irish Society. A very big thank you from all of us on the Capital Irish team.
That program was brought to you by Wellington Access Radio. Get your voice heard.
Thanks New Zealand On Air for funding accessmedia.nz.